And I think that we need a legal opinion on the situation where you take away the very means for a person to do their job, at the same time holding them accountable for delivering specific products and delivering specific outcomes. I think a legal opinion is needed. The second thing, I think it is just far too much power in one person's hands.
I'm sorry. I'm going to rule you out of order.
May I speak, Dave, please?
I am speaking. What we have before us is the question of the evaluation form, whether we accept the evaluation form for this executive director and the timeline. That's what's before us. What part of that question are you responding to with these comments?
I'm saying that it's not merely a form that is before us. What's in the form is a complete and different job description than the board has approved. That's what I'm objecting to.
Now, you made the issue that it changes your job description. What job description are you referring to?
Well, that's what I'm asking the board to look at. You should compare.
What job description are you referring to? What document or what policy or what action of the board has established a job description for you that you are arguing this changes?
What I'm arguing, Mr. Chair, is that the board has passed an executive director job description and a CFO job description over a year ago. And that...
CFO job description?
Yes. And so I'm suggesting that this radically changes both and certainly impacts both job descriptions, and that has to be looked at and evaluated.
I have a point of information for the board. Who has the job description of the CFO that Lonnie is saying was passed last year?
Yeah, it spells out the responsibility of the CFO. So I'm suggesting that both documents ought to be looked at because this radically impacts both. Those job descriptions.
Mr. Chair,
okay,
this is Lydia.
Hang on a second. I've heard a lot of people.
I've asked to speak.
Some opportunity to speak. Who else?
This is Greg.
Bob.
A.C. Byrd.
I can answer the questions about job description.
Dave, we have 2 minutes.
Why don't you answer the question, then I'm going to recognize Greg and A.C. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, this is all a total misunderstanding and mistake. This is not the right job description. I thought I actually pointed this out to the personnel committee earlier. Okay. This is the old job description that was superseded by the board by a vote in June by a much shorter job description. So it's a mistake. It's not any deliberate anything.
Yolanda probably just posted the wrong description in here because that's the one
right.
That she
had. We can't approve something.
Okay, so the form that is before us is actually not what it is supposed to be.
Yes, and I thank Lonnie for pointing that out because I didn't notice it today when I just looked at it quickly.
Okay,
Greg. Document.
Bob has made my point. The job description passed in September is not the job description in this form. I've just sent you the job description from September.
Thank you, Greg. AC.
Yeah, well, what is the, which one of those job descriptions are we looking at?
The one that I've just sent you by email is the one you approved in September.
May I ask a clarifying question? So the evaluation form includes a job description. Is the board prepared to consider the evaluation form with the corrected job description?
I'm sorry, say that again, Dave.
No.
In other words, does the board want to consider adopting, the form before us was a form asking for an evaluation. It included a section which said, here is the job description. Are there other portions of this evaluation form that will be changed other than the statement of the job description? And if not, would the board like to consider the question of whether or not to adopt this instrument?
Mrs. Chairman?
Yes.
One about the SARF.
Go ahead, sir.
I would like to see the proper job description and the proper instrument to implement the job description. I am not willing here this time to speculate on any of this stuff. And I think the personnel committee or whoever is responsible send us appropriate job description with the appropriate instrument that goes with it to evaluate the executive director. And I'd appreciate that if we could send it as soon as possible.
Okay. Other discussion?
Don White.
Time, Dave.
Don? Okay, we're at time. We'll need a motion to extend time if we're going to continue on this. How much, if any, of the 20 minutes we took off of this item would people like to add at this point?
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I had made a request that the CFO job description also passed by the board be included. Can I make that request?
Yeah. Not until and unless we have more time. So we're looking for a motion to extend time.
Oh, I will make a motion to extend time, Mary Burke.
By how much?
By
let me rephrase that. How wishful are you feeling?
Well, I'm not very optimistic. So how about 15 minutes?
Okay.
Is that...
That'll be enough time to get through comments and 3 points of information and an objection.
Okay, make it 20.
Okay, there's a motion to extend time by 20 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
I'll second it.
Is there any, I'll just go straight to asking, is there any objection?
Yes, I object.
Okay, any other objections?
Oh, I object.
Yes, Dorina
objects. Okay, then may we go straight to a vote? Will you call the roll, please, on the motion to extend time, Teresa?
Teresa.
Is that a no?
Well, I was just trying to think of all the people that wanted things ahead of this.
No, don't go there. Call the roll, please.
Okay. Deb Shafto. Ben Time, 20.
Yes.
Zarina Shakir.
No.
Don White.
It's only 4 p.m. in the Aleutians here, so I'm putting yes.
Don White says yes. And LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Chris Allen says yes. Mary Bird?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
Pass.
AC Bird?
Pass. No.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
But pass for now.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Lisa?
No.
Patty?
Yes.
Bill is not here. Ray? Ray?
Pass.
Pass, okay. Ambrose?
Mr. Chair, I was off for a second. What are we voting on?
Whether to extend 10, 20 time,
minutes.
20 minutes for the personnel consideration of the Personnel Committee report.
Yes.
You? Bob Letterer?
No.
Alan Minsky?
I'm voting no and letting you all know that I'm on the... visiting my mom on the East Coast, and I'm off the call.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. I'm off the call in 5 minutes. I'm on the East Coast.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios.
No.
Say what?
No.
No?
No.
Sar Rondawa?
No.
Deb Shafto?
You already asked. I said yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Rob Robinson. Rob Robinson. I can't hear Red Rod Robinson.
Oh.
That's a no. Okay.
Rob says no.
Thank you, Rob. Lydia Brazon?
No.
AC Bird?
No.
Ray LaForest?
I guess that's a no.
I'm sorry, I can't hear
no.
you. That's a no?
Yes.
That's a no. Okay.
Yes.
One. It's okay.
Yes, it's a no.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, the motion that requires 2/3.
8 to 10
The motion requires 2/3. It fails. The next agenda item is the Bank of New York resolution to specify the officers the resolution has three sections. The first section authorizes persons who are able to write checks or drafts on our Bank of New York accounts. And if I understand Lonnie correctly, it applies to all of our accounts with Bank of New York, which I'll ask you, Lonnie, to enumerate. And then the other two sections grant authority to enter into contracts to represent and bond the corporation. And Lonnie, do you want to present the resolution in detail?
Sure, I'll do that, sure. We passed one like this about a year ago, where whenever there's a change in personnel at a station who are able to sign checks, banks require that a new signatory card be done, and also a new board resolution be done. We did this a year and a half ago when we were putting Indra on as IGM. We're doing it again this time because a donor had applied of $100,000 and had given the station
Lonnie, you dropped out for a second. Can you repeat that? Because we missed that piece.
Yeah, a donor some time ago had given the station a pledge of $100,000 and an initial check for $20,000 to be used for a capital campaign. And the bank took the check and put it in an account awaiting a corporate resolution authorizing it, the bank, to take those funds. The last time we did this, and it requires the secretary of the board to certify that the board in question, that's us, had seen and signed off on the corporate resolution accepting those funds. But it also requires that whole new signature cards be done. It's true if you drop someone off as well as when you add someone. In this case, it is a resolution that says Theresa Allen as secretary of the foundation. And then it has a couple of resolutions, and it lists all the accounts that exist at the DAI. The heart of the matter is that it authorizes any one of the following Pacifica officers, benefits, and other officers to sign off on Pacifica's accounts and Pacifica's checks. One of them is me. I sign off on most bank accounts for most of the stations as CFO. It's part of my job, part of my responsibility. And last year when we did it, maybe it's a little bit more than last year, we had Indra Hardak as a signatory, and we had Jose Santiago. So altogether three. And the way that resolution reads, that any one of the three can sign checks for the stations. Now, the one I have before you now, I'd like to make an amendment, having discussed it with the station personnel, that the three signatories would be myself as CFO, Robert Adams as the interim GM, and to strike Jose Santiago from what's before you. That is, the amendment I'm asking for, maybe some board member will do it for me, is to strike Jose Santiago from this and have just two signatories, myself and the new IGM. The reason is that Indra Hardak is a business manager, and our auditors are saying to us, you don't want your business manager writing and generating checks and also signing them. That's very dangerous. So he's suggesting that a two-signature circumstance is better. So Robert Adams, as the new interim GM, would be a signatory, and myself. And checks would then be signed off on by anyone, himself or myself. But we internally would adopt a two-signature procedure where two signatures would be needed on the WBI checks. Now people ask, how can that be done? Well, I would review the invoices and the checks that will be generated by the station, and then sign off on them as having reviewed them and audited them. We've done that before with WBAI, so it's not a new procedure. We don't have a good third signatory. The auditor's pointing out that you don't want a member of the union signing management checks.
Mm-hmm.
That was a situation that we had. And he's saying that's crossing the line between management and unions. On top of that, confidential information, of course, is reviewed in the signing of checks. And it turns out that WBI only has two managers. That would be the interim GM and Bernard White as program director. So given that circumstance, there's really only one person who can and should, under proper accounting procedure, sign those checks, and myself. And so we are saying that any one of us, Robert Adams, as far as the bank is concerned, can sign, but internally it would take two signatures on those checks, and we would work that out. So what it does, it effectively takes Jose Santiago's name off, who is a union, not only a union person, but the union steward there at WBI, off as a signatory on WBI's checks, and leaves me and Robert Adams, and adds Robert Adams in the place of Inyo Hardak. And that's how we would proceed with it. Covers all the accounts. And what does that mean? It means that we could establish, first of all, the new capital campaign account, but it also lets the bank know that the signatories have changed to those accounts. That's it. We did it before. It is something that most banks have required for years. It's not really new. It's routine. The added wrinkle is that under the Patriot Act, the bank is spelling it, and any time items over $10,000 are presented for deposit at banks, the Patriot Act requires that the banks notify the feds now. So, and go through the process of identifying where the funds are coming from and that it's a legitimate deposit. That is to say, the board is aware of it, or whoever has the account is aware that those funds are being deposited. So that's a quick summary.
I have a question.
Okay, so just to clarify, the motion before us is to approve the corporate resolution, and the form, I guess, that I sent out, there's been a suggestion that Section 1 be amended by striking Jose Santiago.
Yes.
So is there a second to that? Actually, who's willing to be the maker of that motion?
I will make that motion.
Second.
It's been seconded. So in the interest of time, does anybody mind if we suspend the rule concerning debate limited just to the amendment and allow discussion on either the amendment or the main motion?
Yeah, please.
We have 3 minutes on this. Mary Bird,
okay, if there's
I'd
no objection to that, then we'll proceed in that
suspend
way.
What?
No objection to suspending the rules to allow debate to go to the question of either the amendment or the main motion itself, which is the adoption of the resolution, the corporate resolution, then we can proceed on that basis. So it's open for debate.
Sorry.
Mary Berg.
I'll recognize LaVarne as chair of the Finance Committee first, and then Mary. Go ahead, LaVarne.
John Wayne.
Thank you. You mentioned the Patriots.
LaVarne, can you go off the speakerphone?
Sure, I will. Here, I have it. Lonnie, you mentioned the Patriot Act.
Hold on, LaVarne. Somebody's got a terrible buzz and hiss, and I don't think it's LaVarne, so could other people please mute themselves? Thank you very much.
There, the last person who did it. Yeah, that's where the buzz was, yeah. Okay, yeah, but Lonnie, just you'd mentioned the Patriot Act. So are there concerns as far as you or Robert Scott Adams? And the other question, just to follow up, would be, I guess I need to look at the bylaws, but do we, in some instances on other boards, we have the chair as a signature to certain documents? And the other is, we need to see your signature authorization levels, or I think that would need to be updated or communicated or given to Robert Scott Adams also. So there are like three little questions here.
I had trouble. You were going in and out. You were asking about the Patriot Act first. And
well, what are their concerns among? Is there concern either you or with Robert Scott Adams concerning the fact that because all transactions over 10 or so are supposed to be reported anyway, but are you?
Yeah.
Do you have a concern?
There's some other hoops they were asking us to jump through, but managed to get those done. But that was they were not too forthcoming at discussing the hoops they had to go through. But I, you know, they basically have said that any deposits of in this case it was a check over $10,000 had to go through a process, a special process as required by the Patriot Act. That's what I was told. And he gave me some particulars, but you know, I didn't. They were just about what bank auditors were requiring and what reports they had to make to the federal government, but I didn't get a whole lot of specifics.
Okay.
On having the chair of the board as a signatory, chair of the LSB, you mean?
No, of the Pacifica Foundation.
Oh, the Pacifica National Board?
Yeah,
technically, any officer, the way the resolution reads, any officer of the board or designee could be a signatory, yes. That's a straightforward answer. And then what was the third question?
The question was, we had talked about, and I believe you did have a format or template for signature authorization levels, and if you have that for Robert Scott Adams as Adams as the IGM, and I know we've talked about this before, and actually we had, I believe you did have a template, right? On signature authorization levels for each management level at the stations.
Access levels to the bank account, yes. Authorization slightly different. He would be able to sign all the checks with a second signature, mine, and that way I would be auditing those checks and auditing those expenses and seeing how the funds were being spent. Right now, I don't have that access. So in a way, I'm happy to do it because it's going to be, he's new as a new IGM. Well, there's no real, you know, he doesn't have a great finance background. So I think it's important that I have a closer look at where expenditures are going. So I'm on authorization levels, yes. We would change passwords.
Mm-hmm.
Very process of it about changing passwords, changing access to those accounts. Because of people who are no longer signatories, the bank is saying they will not give them access, and that's part of the process of changing the signature. So we would have that a person who is an old signatory, you know, leaves the station, would be able to access the bank accounts, and that would be a part of this process.
Okay.
This is Patty.
Teresa, I have questions.
This is Rob Robinson. I have a question.
Okay, and I would like to yield the chair because I would like to participate in the debate, so I'm going to yield it to Sarve, if that's okay. And we have Mary and Don had already asked to be recognized, and you may ask for those other people, and I would also like to get on that stack.
This is Don. My question was answered, I'm going to pass.
You called on me? Was that correct, or did I miss that?
No, I'm passing the chair. It's up to Sarve to pass.
Oh,
I'm
okay. Okay. I just...
on who was on the stack.
Right now on the stack is Mary and Don
Teresa?
And who else?
Teresa.
Patty.
Teresa.
And Rob.
Patty and Rob.
And Bob.
Else? And Dave.
And Bob.
And Dave.
And Dave. And how much time we have left?
30 seconds.
Deb? How much time we have left, Deb?
He's muted, probably.
Deb? Okay, go ahead, Mary. Deb is sleepy.
My question is, did I understand this correctly? If that you internally would require two signatures, but the bank is only requiring one? Because if that's the case, then I have a question here.
Yeah, right now, the way the form, the bank only requires one officer as a signatory.
So,
and the reason is that if you have... say internally you have a two-signature system and say the other person gets sick or has happened at some of the stations, the second person has refused to sign off. And therefore, with a two-signature system in terms of the bank, you can effectively bring a station to a halt.
Well,
so, So the idea is that...
Let him speak, yeah.
Yeah, you can bring the station in. That had happened, where one person who was a signatory refused to sign off, to sign any checks, and so it created a problem.
But what is the point of having, since the two signatures are meaningless, you're only asking the bank to require one. You could, my understanding is in general, require set up an account where you would have to have two for the bank. But since, what is the point? It's window dressing then to have two people. What is the point? You're having either or I mean, it's not a two signature thing. It's either one or the other, right? I mean, even if one person didn't sign off, the bank would cash the check anyway.
So
what is the point? Is it,
the way the resolution reads, at any one of the following. And so it's not the way it's set up is that any one of the following two people, the bank would recognize their signature.
Okay.
If that way, if Lim Lim is gone or away.
Okay. So it's not a two-signature thing. It's just that there are multiple people, but more than one person who could sign on an account. Okay, I guess.
Yes.
That's quite different.
Okay. Next is
Teresa. That's time.
Oh, it's time?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We are at time, so unless there's
Mr. Chair, I move that we add 10 minutes.
Second.
I'd like to move that we add enough time for each of the people on the stack to have 90
That's
seconds.
That's better yet. Okay, I second that.
Enough time is how much,
right,
Dave?
But wait, since I didn't get a second, Mr. Chair, can I just say that I move that we add enough time to give enough time for everybody on the stack?
What is enough time?
I'm asking for 90 seconds per person.
Okay, I'll second that.
Plus 5 minutes to process any motion.
And I'm seconding that.
Now what's it? Okay, 1.5 minutes for each? 5 minutes?
Plus 5 minutes.
Plus 5
minutes. How many people are on the stack, sir?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, so
I'm asking for 12 and a half minutes.
Mary,
let's
I can't
15.
Hear you. Mary,
let's say 15 minutes so we have enough for everything.
So David Adelson moved to add enough time for 90 seconds per person and 5 minutes to process.
And that's 15 minutes, so I'll say.
Dave, you said maximum 15 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Motion to extend for 15 minutes. All right, second?
I did second it several times.
Okay, that's fine. Any opposition to that? Any objections to that? The time is extended to 15 minutes, and Deb, would you keep track of it?
I'll keep track of that, and I'll keep track of the 90 seconds.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. Let me ask you this. So you said something, Lonnie, about a two-sign system. You said adopting a two-signature procedure. That's the term you used earlier. So two-signature procedure does not mean that we're requiring two signatures on every check?
No, two-signature internally. So the way it would work is that internally we would have two signatures on the checks, but the bank would take any one of the two signatures. For example, if Robert Scott Adams or I go away
That's
for a
fine.
Week.
Let me ask you this then. My next question is, since Indra is the one that prepares the check, technically that's part of the checks and balances too, because one person prepares the check, another person signs it, right?
That's how it's normally done. She was preparing and signing them. That's what we're trying to get away from.
Okay.
Bank doesn't like that.
My final question is, is this for the procedure that is already being used at the other four stations?
Yes.
Okay.
And no business manager at any of the other stations signs checks. And it was happening at WBAI.
But is it single signature at the other stations?
At KPFA, any one signature, Lim Lim's or mine, the bank will recognize. Although they have internally a two-signature system. And the reason for that is if you don't want, say, business of the station to come to a halt, if one person on vacation is not physically present to sign a check.
Time.
Thank
you.
Next person is Patty. Patty, okay, we'll come back to you. Rob?
Yes, Lonnie, the other part of this has to do with the obligation, the signatures for obligation.
Yeah.
where Pacifica is making obligations. And I would like to make an amendment that we include the treasurer so that it's clear where we are making obligations of funds.
Well, you know, the bylaws specifically exclude the treasurer. I have to look at that.
Who is the treasurer?
Yeah, I have to look at that to see how that reads.
Yeah, this is Lauren.
I'll second it, but I'd like clarification. Are you saying that those sections would require two signatories? Or one?
Well, internally there'll be two signatures on every check, but the bank will take any one of the two. It'll take two, of course, but it would cash.
The field is blank and allows us to choose how many we want to require, and I'm asking Rob whether he's saying two persons or one person to obligate the foundation.
I think two people should sign to obligate the foundation for funds.
I'll second that.
Point of information.
Point
of information. Is Rob Robinson meaning that, or Dave Adelson, are they meaning that if you need to write a check for $5, it needs two signatures on that?
No.
Rob?
Can I respond?
Sure, go ahead, Dave.
Rob is talking about the second portion of the document. The document has two portions, several sections. Part two, part four, and part nine. The part two says the following people have the ability to draft checks. Part four says the following represent, signed, and bind the corporation in all respects. That's not check writing. That's doing things like opening an additional account, changing the terms of accounts, or anything.
It's obligating the foundation for funds.
So that if we wanted to switch things to a different kind of account or do anything else, what we're saying in that section is the following persons are authorized to represent the foundation in all regards. And that's different. That is something that is rare. That's not like drawing money out.
Dave? Would you mind if we have the motion and set your second out of the motion, and if we can listen to Bob and that's another only other person, and then we can come back to the motion?
Yeah, I'm waiting
for
you to turn back. I was just answering a question.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Well, could I hear the motion read again, please?
Go ahead, Rob.
The motion is that for the portion of the Bank of New York's requirements that deal with the obligation of the foundation for funds, that the signatures required include the CFO, Lonnie Hicks, and the treasurer of the foundation, who is also the chair of the Finance Committee.
This is Lauren, point of information, or point of order. The bylaws do state the treasurer is actually not an officer, considered an officer of the corporation.
That's right.
So therefore, I would not have that signature authority. But, yeah, you know, you can look at some other alternatives.
I couldn't hear what you said, LaVarne.
The bylaws state, I'll find it here, that the treasurer is not officially have signature authority for the foundation. I don't know if it states specifically. You are an officer, but you do not represent the foundation. So therefore, it would be the chair. It would be that in most other organizations, it's the chair, not the treasurer, that would have that signature.
The chair of the finance committee?
No, the chair of the board.
Yep. But there's a big difference between someone whose signature obligates the foundation for the commitment of funds versus somebody who signs a check. That's basically saying that this payment is valid for a certain obligation that's already been made.
Right, but plus, just point out, you know, let's look at the bylaws. I appreciate the thought because I think there's some inherent conflict also, because you're you know, as chair, you're putting or you're guiding your sessions or your meetings in terms of soliciting these motions. So we'll look at the bylaws.
Okay.
I'll find it here. Thank you.
Okay. This is Bob. I wanted to speak.
Mr. Chair.
Who's this?
This is Deb. I'm a point of personal privilege. I'm
sure.
Trying to keep time, and it's going to be obstructive if I keep everybody to 90 seconds or 90 seconds to a particular topic.
We'll have
I would
15
like to,
minutes if you let us know at 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Okay, good. I'll do that.
And whatever it is, that's what it is.
Okay, that's good.
Bob?
Okay, three quick points. One is that, first a question to Lonnie. This procedure, if I'm understanding it right, of two signatories authorized but not required by the bank, is this something that the bank, that you've spoken with the bank and that they will accept two signatories on a check that is not authorized by them but only by us to have two signatories?
Well, we could fill out this form and tell the bank that they should not cash any check unless it has two signatures on it. Yes, we do have that authority. Yes, the board can do that and have the form be reflect that, two signatures. The way it reads now, it's any one of the listed people. In this case, there would be two of us listed. And the reason that many organizations do it this way is have the bank recognize any one of the two. It's because if someone is out of town, you can't get a second signature, then it can bring, you can't get a check written.
I understand that. I'm asking a different question. I'm asking if the bank it meets their policy to have an optional second signer be accepted as, to have a check with two signers, even though they don't require two signers. Will they?
Well, if I'm understanding you correctly, the bank has no policy. We tell them how many signatures and what signatures they should recognize as a cashier.
Okay. Now, just two other quick things. One is that I don't have a copy of the actual motion, but I believe the motion, the underlying motion, but I believe the one about establishing a fund, an account for, it's the phrase, a capital fund.
Yes.
Should be amended to say exclusively for a capital fund, make sure that the funds won't get used for some other purpose like general operating expenses. So
yes, it'll be a restricted account.
Oh, is that included in the resolution? I didn't see that.
Well, that's how we're setting up the account, no question. That it'll be set up as a restricted account. That's how it was given as a restricted gift, and we're required by law to set up that restricted bank account.
Okay, fine. And last point is just back to Rob's motion. I think anything involving a major departure from our standing practice, since there's no current officers of any sort who have any authority over any bank account, to my knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think tonight at 1:10 in the morning at Eastern Time, just because we happen to need to change the signers in one station's accounts, we should embark on a major departure in our policy. If we do that, we need to study it. The Finance Committee needs to look at it. A lot of people need to look at it. So I would really be against moving in that direction tonight.
You want to make a motion?
Yeah, well, I guess I would move to table Rob's motion.
Okay. Okay, motion to table Rob's motion. And second?
Second.
Okay. All right. Any? How are we doing for time? We're out of time. We just have vote on
it. We have five minutes left.
5 minutes left. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any debate? Motion to table.
Teresa?
No, there was no second.
Oh, there was second.
Excuse me?
I
seconded it.
There was
I
second
did a
as
second.
Well.
I would like to speak to the motion to table.
Okay. Dave? Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I don't think table it at this time. We can make that decision when we've heard the other things. I think that there are other motions that we could consider, but I do think that this question is important. So I would like not to take to leave the issue open for debate, and if at the end of time we decide it's better defer, we can do it at that time.
Okay. Anybody else?
This is Teresa. I still have a question because Lonnie's not protesting. We're talking about tabling something. I talked with Ben Garcia, and he said the money's in the bank. But then I hear Lonnie saying it's important, and I'm saying, well, does that mean we're going to lose the $100,000 donation? Or, you know, what exactly is happening that there is this urgency about it?
Right now, it's a motion to table. So anybody else want to speak to it?
Well, I would like to hear the CFO respond to the request to table. Can we table it without losing $100,000 or what?
The table is just for Rob's motion, not for the motion.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Okay. So if there's nobody else, then let's go take a vote. Any objections to tabling the motion?
Yes, I object.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa. Take a roll call then.
Okay, this is
Can we ask that person who's sharpening their knives to mute themselves?
Someone's feeding themselves. Okay.
Well, thank you.
This is a motion to table. And incidentally, somebody, if you have Rob's motion intact, I sure would like appreciate a copy of it without Rob getting angry. All right. Let's start with
motion to table what?
Serena Shakir, Rob's motion, which I don't have a copy of.
Rob's amendment.
Okay. Serena's supposed to start. Hello? Serena? Okay, I can't hear Serena. We'll go to the next person. Don White.
Pass.
Real assertive. All right. LaVarne Williams.
I pass.
Okay. And David Adelson? Are you chairing?
No, I'm not. No.
You say no. All right. Teresa says no. Mary?
No.
And Evelyn? Evelyn Bethune? Can't hear her. Lydia? Lydia? Can't hear Lydia. AC? Can't hear AC. That's
pass.
Odd. Who passes?
AC.
AC passes.
Pass.
Thank you, AC. Lisa? Can't hear Lisa. Patty Heffley?
Pass.
No Phil. Ambrose?
No.
Thank you. Ray LaForest?
We postpone it, require that we dictate when it will be heard.
Indefinitely.
Motion to table indefinitely, I guess.
I'm just late to say it. I understood that I don't believe that's the spirit of what was Bob was trying to do. Am I wrong? Is that what you're saying, Bob, that you want to postpone it indefinitely?
Yeah, any time it can be brought back.
So, Ray?
I vote no.
All right. Bob Letterer?
Yes.
Alan is gone. Nathan is gone. Rosalinda?
Yes.
You? Sarv is chairing. Rip is gone. Rob Robinson?
No.
Right. Deb?
No.
Deb?
No.
Zarina?
No, and I'm going to have to go also.
All right. I appreciate your vote.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we're going to the passes. Don White?
No.
LaVarne?
No.
AC? AC Bird?
Would you clarify for me what it precisely, I'm sorry I had to step away from the phone. Is this a vote?
Motion to table Rob Robinson's amendment. His amendment is that the portion of the, I don't know, I don't have the motion.
Who's signature?
The motion is that the portion of the signature block that requires obligation of funds by the foundation include the signature of the treasurer as well as the CFO. Not the check signing authority, but the obligation of funds.
I'm going to have to go against that one.
So you say you're opposed to the tabling of that?
I'm supporting tabling.
That's a yes.
Sorry, I'm opposed.
You say no. No.
Yes.
Okay. And Patty Heffler.
Excuse me. I believe he wants to, if he's a bad idea, then he probably does want to table.
Yes. He's opposed to the motion. He wants to table.
Oh. Okay, well, I want to hear AC say that. I'm sorry, but I can't have the interpretation.
Excuse me.
Are you?
AC?
Yeah, I thought we said that we wanted to vote. I voted no against the motion.
The motion on the floor right now is to table this indefinitely. Do you want to table it?
Well, table it indefinitely? You mean to table the motion about the Treasury?
Mm-hmm.
The amendment.
The amendment, yeah. Well,
can the amendment be spelled out so we know what we're talking about, what AC is voting on?
Yeah, I'm sorry I had to leave the phone, but I think that I don't want to give the treasurer equal authority to the CFO.
Right.
This is Laverne, point of personal privilege.
Sure, go ahead.
Can I do this in the middle of the motion? Let me read it here. I knew that this was the text in the bylaws. It says here, the chair of the finance committee shall be a director or referred to as the board treasurer. Hello. I'm reading it so this will clarify.
Dave, just a second. Let her read, Dave.
It is a personal privilege. I'm
Dave,
the treasurer, and I'm going to read what my duties are
please
here.
Go ahead.
Like I said, the board treasurer shall not be an officer of the foundation. The foundation's chief financial officer shall be an employee of the foundation and shall not be the board treasurer. The board treasurer shall not represent him or herself to any party as an officer of the foundation, nor may she or he sign documents on behalf of the foundation requiring the signature of the chief financial officer, nor represent him or herself to have any authority to bind the foundation. So Rob's motion, that's just to clarify that the substitute would be, as I stated earlier, the chair of the board.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
So, A.C. Byrd, are you or are you not for tabling Rob Robinson's amendment?
I said three times that I opposed the...
That's not the...
Chair? AC?
Chair, do you care to interpret his vote?
Just a second. Let me ask him. A.C.?
Yeah.
Okay. the amendment is... that the CFO and the treasurer should be able to encumber the foundation. And Bob's motion is to table that issue. And so you want to table that issue or no?
Well,
yes,
since we're not, I assume that we're not going to go on much longer.
Or do you want to abstain?
Yes or no? Are you going to abstain? Whatever you like. Yes or no?
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
Okay, so your answer is no?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So the answer is no. Okay.
Yes,
Lisa Davis, are you on the phone? I do not think Lisa is here anymore.
Okay.
Patty Heffley? Hello? Hello, is Lisa Davis there?
Oh, but Patty is. I was saying no.
Patty says no. All right. I think we're ready to count here.
Wait,
you
didn't... Ray,
there's... Yes.
Teresa?
Yes?
This is Lydia. I voted yes. I think I was muted, actually.
Well, Ray previously has voted no. Ray,
yes,
are you...
I'll change my vote to yes.
Ray is now a yes.
Yes.
And Lydia Brazon voted... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear your vote before. What do you say, Lydia?
Yes.
Yes. And Evelyn? I do not hear Evelyn.
I thought she already voted.
No,
yes.
She did not. I was
okay.
mistaken. Evelyn,
okay.
Are you on the call? I give up. Okay, one, two,
okay,
three.
Phil Jackson is on the call.
Oh, my gosh.
Good evening.
For
good
how
evening.
Long? Just now?
Yeah, just got off work, sorry.
Oh, good.
You just came on.
Okay.
Okay,
you,
go ahead,
you,
Teresa. Keep
Phil,
on going.
Do you have a vote on this motion?
I will abstain on this vote.
All right, thank you. All right, so we have four yeses, and we have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 10, 11, 12, no. Okay? Failed.
Okay, the motion to table fails. So how are we doing with the time?
We're done. We are out of time.
We are out of time?
With a vote, we're five minutes over time.
That's it, then. That's it. We leave it. We go to the motion to extend time. We move to the next item.
Point of order?
Yes.
When the time runs out and there's a motion on the floor, you go to immediate vote on the motion, or any motions that are standing.
Pending.
So there's the Rob's amendment, and then there's the underlying motion about the changing the bank signers, and those have to be voted
I'd like
on right
to
now.
I'd like to move to extend time by 12 minutes.
Okay. Nice. If there's a motion, we'll extend time for 12 minutes.
Okay.
That's without objection?
I object.
Second.
You
somebody
object?
Second.
It's 1:24 on the east.
Did somebody
side.
Second it?
Exactly.
Excuse me.
I second. This is Lydia. I second.
Okay. Motion seconded.
I second the objection.
Oh,
well,
but
you don't.
I also
objection.
Object. I'm not.
No,
I'm not seconding Dave.
Well, I'm looking for it. Is anybody seconding Dave's motion to extend
Phil
time
Jackson,
for 12 minutes?
I'll second that.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Yes, I'll second
okay.
it.
Okay. So the motion is seconded for 12 minutes. So, any objections?
Okay,
to
so we're going
to
vote on to extend time. We're
is there any objection to extend the time for 12 minutes?
Yes.
No.
Okay, then
okay.
If for the time, please go to immediately to vote if you don't mind.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Okay. David Adelson?
Yes.
Teresa Allen is yes. Mary Berg?
Yes.
Evelyn? Can't hear Evelyn.
Here.
Lydia?
No.
AC?
No.
Lisa? Lisa's gone. Patty Heffley?
Extend time, yes.
Phil?
Yes.
Ray? Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Thank you. Ambrose?
Yes.
Bob?
No.
Alan's gone. Rosalinda?
No.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Deb?
Yes.
Thank you. Don White?
Yes.
All right. The vote is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Point of order. I think you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10 is what I heard. Are you sure it's 10?
Please,
I got 10. 10 yes.
Mary?
10 yes, 5 no. Thank you, Mary.
10 yes,
Half
5 it. No. And so it takes, it takes 2/3 to extend time?
That's
yes.
2/3.
So it got 2/3. So 12 minutes. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I just want to say I don't think we have any business considering this before it's gone through the Finance Committee. The things that have been brought up are all important issues, and it's been treated as though this is standard operating procedure. I have my questions about that. In particular, a question was asked whether or not there are two signatures required for drafting checks at all stations, and the answer was that at KPFA, there's one required. Is there two required at the other stations or one with our bank resolution? Bonnie?
Bonnie?
Oh, sorry. Hold on. I'm on mute.
I hate to say, I'm not exactly sure, but the internal process is two signatures, but I think the bank resolution, some of them haven't been changed in years, so I don't have the original documents. It's any one signature. I think they read pretty much like this one, but I'll double check just to be sure that, okay.
Now, people, earlier this evening, we heard Lydia hold forth at some length about what the prior battles were about, and we heard Ambrose, in terms of transparency, and we heard Ambrose talk about the way money was drained from accounts all around the network, and I do not think it's a good idea to have any person authorized to remove money out of these accounts. I think it should be two people, and you know, I don't see any reason why, if we have an internal process for two checks, you can't have an external. More to the point, the other issue about binding the corporation in all matters, you know, we don't have what I consider to be adequate oversight mechanisms within the governance side to do what people keep talking about, which is discharge our fiduciary responsibilities. And we need some mechanisms by which the reporting of movements of large amounts of money in and out of accounts, the opening of accounts and other things, is by matter of course reported through the governance structure and specifically the National Finance Committee. We don't have procedures that I can tell for doing any of this. Now, the need to sign this resolution has been something that, to my understanding, is something they've been aware of this. The Finance Office has been aware of this for some time. We've had Finance Committee meetings from before that. It was not brought to the Finance Committee. It was brought directly to the board. I tried, as I wrote in a note today, to have a Finance Committee, but bottom line, a meeting, consider this, but apparently there wasn't enough interest to do it. So I think the Finance Committee needs to look at it. What I'd like to propose is that we authorize the corporate resolution through till January of February 1st. It's not that I have any questions about the integrity of any of the persons being named. I just have real questions about the processes. And so by authorizing it for that period of time, we get what we need, which is signing authority in this interim period, but we also ensure that we'll revisit it after the Finance Committee has looked at it. So what I'd like to do is move that the that the
resolution through February 1st, 2007.
Authorize the corporate resolution, whether or not we approve the amendment that Rob has done. So it's an amendment to the main motion and any amendments that this authorization extend through February 1st, 2007.
Dave, I just want to be clear about this. Rob's amendment, your amendment replaces that?
No, it amends the main it's not in conflict with it. It's an additional amendment. It's a second amendment that will apply to whatever is approved.
Okay, the clarification I want to know is that the signature, the two signatures that Rob proposed, one was the CFO and the other was the treasurer, and LaVarne just read us all that treasurer cannot bind the corporation and encumbers assets. So now, it will not be, to my way of thinking, it will not be in order to have pass something like that, and then the CFO and the treasurer go there and encumber the foundation when the board just read it. That's not proper.
Chair, you should rule that out of order.
That's what, for that reason, I'll rule that out of order.
But my amendment is still an amendment that we adopt the resolution and any amendment for until February 1st, 2007.
Okay, then we can go to that amendment. Then we'll go back to Rob's amendment.
Okay, and I'll second Dave's amendment.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to just withdraw my amendment because it's becoming too difficult to discuss it.
Okay.
And I think we have more important issues before us.
Okay.
So I'd like to respectfully withdraw my amendment.
Now, is that acceptable to the body to withdraw that amendment,
Chair?
By Rob?
The Secretary would like to clarify.
Please. Your second.
Point of personal privilege.
Yeah, just 1 second. You'll get the personal privilege. Just let me.
Oh,
get,
really?
Yeah, let me get for Rob's what he's saying.
You don't have to be nasty.
Rob is saying that he would like to withdraw his amendment, and it's up to the body to allow it because that's not really his amendment. Does the body agree that it's to let him withdraw the amendment, and then we can go straight to Dave's amendment?
Well, as secretary, I do object because I think you just ruled it out of order. So he can't withdraw it if you've just already ruled it out of order.
Well,
correct.
Okay. All right.
So
all right.
It's gone.
So okay, I say it's an order. Okay. Is that all right? So we'll take Dave's motion. If Rob gets his